A case against a man who barricaded himself in a Philadelphia Planned Parenthood clinic in 2021 was recently dismissed after President Trump's new Department of Justice ordered prosecutors to drop cases against people who violated the FACE Act. It's a federal law that makes it illegal for someone to threaten, injure, or block patients and providers at reproductive health clinics. WHYY's Nicole Leonard looks at what this change means for future protections at reproductive health centers.
Nurse practitioner Phoebe Brand says on August 27, 2021, her shift at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Center City started out pretty normal. But that quickly changed when a man came in, gained access to one of the clinic areas, and locked himself in a patient bathroom.
We didn't know if he had a bomb on him. We didn't know what the story was. You know, our security guard tried to remove him, could not, so we called the police.
Health center managers evacuated all of the staff and patients. Many were there for annual gynecologic exams, birth control, and cancer screenings, some for abortions. They stood outside on the sidewalk and watched anxiously as Philadelphia police and a SWAT team closed down the area around Locust and 11th Streets.
I was glad we got out because we didn't know. You know, we didn't know whether he was going to blow the whole place up. I mean, it was pretty scary.
The man locked in the bathroom, Minnesota resident and anti-abortion activist Matthew Connolly, did not have a bomb. But he did stay barricaded for nearly 3 hours until police broke in and forcibly removed him from the building. The health center remained shut down for the day. More than 40 appointments were canceled and had to be rescheduled.
I mean, you know, abortion obviously is more time sensitive, but even our patients who were in the sexual and reproductive health office, you know, they took a whole day off to come in that day. And it was incredibly disruptive for them to not be able to complete their visits and have to come back.
Last year, the DOJ charged Connolly with violating the FACE Act. But this January, new department leaders instructed federal prosecutors to drop these kinds of cases. In a memo, DOJ leaders said FACE Act prosecutions would be allowed, quote, only in extraordinary circumstances or instances involving serious bodily harm, serious property damage, and death. Brandt worries this will embolden anti-abortion activists to take more drastic measures, and she fears what this will mean for future protections at reproductive health centers like her own.
I mean, it basically says that our emotional distress doesn't matter. It says that getting health care that day doesn't matter, and that people can disrupt all they want as long as they're not extremely violent.
Congress passed the FACE Act in 1994. Susan Fritchie, a senior attorney and executive director at the Women's Law Project, says it came in response to nearly two decades of escalating protests aimed at reproductive health providers and clinics, particularly ones that performed abortions.
It was completely unremarkable for massive protests to close down clinics, and as a result, people could not keep their appointments. And that happened in Philadelphia, in Pittsburgh, in Delaware County, all over Pennsylvania and all over the country.
But Fritchie says when anti-abortion extremists murdered an OBGYN in Florida and attempted to kill another in Kansas in 1993, Congress took action. Supporters of the FACE Act say the law balances freedom of speech with a person's right to access health care. Federal circuit courts have upheld the law, and the Supreme Court has declined to hear recent challenges.
It doesn't shut down protests. It just prevents violence, intimidation, and obstruction. So your right to free speech ends where someone else's right to obtain and provide reproductive health care begins.
But organizations like the Thomas More Society disagree. The Catholic public interest law firm has been at the forefront of challenges to the FACE Act and has represented people like Connolly in court. Society leaders argue that enforcement has been discriminatory, unfairly punitive, and politically motivated. Here's Executive Vice President and Head of Litigation Peter Breen testifying before a House Judiciary Subcommittee just last week.
Now, the Biden DOJ engaged in a systematic campaign to abuse the power of the federal government against pro-life advocates, while that same DOJ ignored hundreds of acts of vandalism and violence against pro-life churches, pregnancy help centers, and other advocates.
The Society applauded the DOJ's rollback of the FACE Act and thanked President Trump for pardoning 23 people who had been convicted under the law over the years. Several were serving prison time for breaking into or blocking access at reproductive health clinics.
Those pardons sent a powerful message to the country, and especially to the millions of Americans in the pro-life movement, that the federal government should not be weaponized against Americans because of their sincere beliefs in the sanctity of human life.
While the Thomas More Society and others are pushing for Congress to repeal the FACE Act, some local lawmakers in Pennsylvania are working to adopt FACE Act protections into state law. Nurse practitioner Phoebe Brandt worries that as federal enforcement of the FACE Act weakens, her safety and that of others at her center could be compromised. But despite the risks that come with being a provider in this space, Brandt says she's not going anywhere.
It's the only place I've ever wanted to work. It's a calling.
Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.